Blog Talk Radio.
AKA Be True. Thank you for tuning in. The topic today, love and your love for sports or not, because everybody's not a sports fan. Sometimes we link up with, sometimes we're super fans, sports fans. Like, I'm a sports lover. And yes, I have been romantically involved and dated people who are not, or big fans of rival teams. Like, once I dated a guy, I loved the Steelers. I loved Terry Bradshaw. But when I fell in love with the Cowboys, it's when the Steelers beat the Cowboys. I'm a diehard Cowboy fan, Saints fan. I do love the Steelers. But once I dated a guy for a couple of years who diehard Steelers fan. It was something else. But, you know, those type of relationships work, and sometimes they don't. And sometimes people could care less about sports, but you still can make things happen. And, you know, I think it's good to talk about when either, like recently in the news, a couple getting a lot of backlash because they're like big Auburn fans, I think, and they like named their baby after, like, Roll Tide or something. They named their baby a name that people were disappointed that they named their baby after because of their love for a certain college team. And I thought that was just you know, if that brings them happiness, hey, he probably would become a superstar player for that school and then move on to the NFL and else. Like, that's what the couple wanted to name their baby and name their baby. Cool. Many of you probably know what I'm talking about. If I can look that story up, I'm definitely going to look it up and share it, because that's a good example of people that who are really big diehard sports fans. And it's just a super exciting topic. And if any of you want to chat in the chat room or call in and talk about your experience being a sports fan or being in a relationship where your wife or your boyfriend or girlfriend or partner is not a sports fan, or where it's mutual, or your rival. Because that is common, and that is fun, too. People shouldn't take the rivalry so serious, right? But then sometimes we like different sports. Sometimes you might be big into soccer and other things, but I think, you know, it all goes into being compromising and loving, just checking out the sport and knowing a little bit of your partner's or girlfriend or your boyfriend's or husband or wife's love for a team or executives or whatever. I know a few months ago I talked with a lady. I had on my Saints gear hat. Drew Brees jersey, and I was headed to an event at Cara, and this other guy, he had on Dallas gear, and he and I both talked about our love for Dallas and Saints. And the lady talked to me. She said, "Wow, you're just like my boyfriend. He loves sports." And she said, it just kills me on Sundays when, you know, I'm doing other things and he's watching sports. And I told her, I said, "Hey, what you should do sometimes is sit down with him and watch the game with my family. Hey, this Sunday, it was a big game. It was like a big game, the Saints, and it was a game that we lost, the Saints lost. And I said, this Sunday, you should take time and just sit with him. And as you do other things, sit with him and really be interested in the game. I said, you will be amazed at what happens, you know. And then she, because she mentioned to me, well, he never watched my favorite shows with me. And you know what? 9 times out of 10, I bet, I haven't talked with her since then, but until that lady, I bet if she did that, she told me she was going to do this. She said, I'm going to sit with him and watch TV, and as she's doing other things like cooking or in the kitchen or whatever else she was doing. And I guess if whatever favorite shows will be on, she'll take time to sacrifice watching those shows and sit with him. And she told me she was going to do that. And I told her, I said, you've been amazed. I said, you've been amazed. I said, you guys have your own halftime. I said, then when the game is over, you would be amazed at probably what will happen, too. You know, I might not have a boyfriend or love interest, but, hey, I'm not stupid. You know, you have to keep your romance game up. You have to, you know, upgrade it and not have friction because of, and talk bad about a person because they love sports. But she said, I'm going to do that and see what happens. And I bet anything, it turned into a compromise. I bet he probably watched at least a portion of one of her favorite shows. And it's give and take, right? But I bet he loved it when she sat down and watched the game with him. And I know some people don't like to be asked a lot of questions, but some people like to be asked questions. Oh, you're really interested in this, you know? So it's not being fake or phony, but it's really having an interest and being supportive. It's better than having friction and nagging, to be honest. But, again, thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your support. I hope you enjoyed the Martin Luther King. I have a dream played on Monday to celebrate MLK. K. King Jr. holiday also. And also, I'm in the Deep South, so I did not mention it was Martin Luther King holiday. I had to get it in. Maybe I should do another show about Robert L. Lee. In my state of Mississippi, it's Robert Lee holiday also on the same day in Alabama and Arkansas, in the Deep South. So I will take time out, being a history buff myself, I will take time out to do a profile show on General Lee, Robert E. Lee, okay, and in celebration of that, because it's all about history and being informative. We'll probably learn some things that we did not know, okay? But here's a continuation of Third Eye Girl Minstrel Cycle. And remember, Prince, Super Bowl weekend, Super Bowl Sunday, New Girl.
see you. I wanna feed you. I wanna show you, baby, that I need you. I want your body till the very last drop. I want you to follow.
Keith Sweat on tour, coming to Jacktown on February 27th, Sweat All Night tour. Yes, I know, Fair 2012, I did not see his show, but I saw his sound check, and that was very impressive, more than enough. I've loved Keith Sweat since the 80s, and I used to attend his shows back in the day, and I would call myself just watching and digging his band do a sound check. And, you know, I thought they were practicing and rehearsing with, you know, with just his audio, like audio, you know. And lo and behold, because they had been. And lo and behold, I looked up and Keith Sweat was practicing with them. It was a great experience. I had not planned on staying for the show. Matter of fact, I knew it was coming, but I didn't realize it was that date. But that was a very good experience to see that sound check and then to be surprised with Keith Sweat out there practicing with the band. But of course, it turned from an open rehearsal to a closed rehearsal when the man showed up to rehearse for the gig. And I had an opportunity to talk with some of his fans from across the region and a country, too. But I've met these ladies. I don't know what he calls fans, really. But they told me that they attend all shows, like from Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, Louisiana, Texas, throughout the whole southern region. They said they attend, like, all the shows. And I thought that was amazing. That's good to have a loyalty like that. Really, it is. But Keith Sweat is hot, and let's commend him and congratulate him again for winning the Lifetime Achievement Awards during the Soul Train Music Awards this past winter. And my sister, she loves Tank and Genuine, and they're going to be part of the Sweat All Night show. And I think Tamar Braxton, I love the Braxton. But I don't know, if I'm not too tired from NBA All-Star Weekend, I definitely will be there. I think I'll be there. I'm not saying it yet, but how could I miss Keith Sweat at the Coliseum if I'm here in Jackson, Mississippi on the 27th or 22nd? It's going to be a big comedy concert. But I'm looking at Tango, and I love to share information from Tango, from yourtango.com. And this is an article from Julie Lung, and it's all about how couples can play together. You know, top sports for couples, and to play tennis. There are couple-friendly athletic activities that couples can do together. And, you know, it's good for intimacy, you know, getting your groove on, and at the same time, you know, losing those calories. And one that topped the list is tennis. Tennis is well-suited for dates. And in an article she says, and we're not talking about tickets to Lakers game kind of dates, but activities that can get you and your significant other in shape while allowing for some intimate one-on-one time. After all, studies show that having an exercise partner helps keep us motivated. Most definitely, you know, just in this past decade had I just, you know, gained weight. And I used to gain weight, but, you know, I really gained weight and ballooned up. But I've always loved a healthy lifestyle, eating healthy, living healthy, and being active. But most of my life, my early life, my teens and my 20s and even early 30s, I'm 45 now, I've always loved being active, you know, skating and jogging and running and biking and all of that. And I'm going to get back into biking, not just a stationary bike, but get me a new bike and actually go biking. But it is good. You really get a chance to learn things and teach one another about your favorite sports and social, just, you know, learn a lot about health and fitness. It really is good, and you become close when you talk about other intimate things, you know. So it is good to do things if it's just simply walking. But let me continue on. After all, studies show that having an exercise partner helps keep us motivated, plus you reap the benefits twofold later in bed. Exercise is known to improve one's sex drive as well. Better bodies, better relationship, better sex. Exactly. We all want to look better. Even the buffest of the buff all want to look better naked. I might be wrong, but I think I'm right on that. Game, set, match, right. Here are your Tango's top five couple-friendly sports. Again, tennis is ideal. Number one, there's even a romantic comedy from 2004 called Wimbledon. You could go head-to-head in a singles tournament against your lover and use the match to fuel some flirty trash talk. But you'd rather not chant any hard feelings on the loser's part. Play on the same team as part of a doubles game with another couple. Yeah, that's cool. But some of us can get pretty competitive. For those couples just getting off the couch and wanting to start slow, try the less strenuous badminton or table tennis. You know? And then there's jogging and hiking. leave the iPod behind and invite your counterpart to join you in a jog. Not only is the safer, especially if you run at night, but the activity can incorporate lots of intimacy. You know, and really it does. You know, I don't know about you, but I like to be massaged, and I like to massage, and your muscles are tense, and, you know, you need a massage. You know, one thing leads to another, you know. Other than having a conversation with your job, you can plan the route to go by the romantic spots in town. Not sure if the two of you both similar staminas. Start off with walks in the park and work up. With a little more planning, you can upgrade your jog to a weekend hike. It's just the two of you in the woods. Each other without the distractions of your day-to-day life. Example, cell phones, internet, work, you know, all of that. You know, sometimes we just need to get back to the old-fashioned way of doing things, you know. Skating has always been a favorite thing of mine. Nothing teaches a couple interdependence better than when the floor is ripped out from under them. In this case, quite literally, as long as you're not afraid of looking silly, exactly. Skating really will have you looking crazy, even the best of us. Skating can be a wonderful way to bond over mishaps. Ice skating provides plenty of opportunity for bodily contact, especially if one skater needs help stand upright. No ice rink nearby, kick it old school style by having a date at the local roller skating rink. Use the surroundings to share nostalgic childhood memories. Exactly. And then it's biking, what I was just talking about. Much like jogging, hiking, taking out bicycles for an afternoon or weekend out is a relaxing way to explore your surroundings with your lover. It's a good idea to plot out a route, keeping in mind how would either of you handle steep hills. There's some picnic food. Oh, my God, anybody who knows me knows I love picnics. So throw some picnic food into a backpack, and it's a multitasker's dream. And a date all in one. So those are some fun things that couples can do while we're talking about sports and our love lives. I mean, those are good ideas if you're a casual dater, getting back into the dating world like myself. Or if you are a long time together, exclusive couple and married couple, those are good ideas to date, you know, for opportunities to combine your love for sports or wanting to get more involved in sports and activities to, you know, do things together, you know. Say, hey, you know, let's go for a walk. Let's exercise more. Let's go for a jog. Let's go for a walk. Let's go for a nature walk. Nature walks are so much fun. So, you know, let's go for a nature walk. You know, if you want to start off slow, you know, do things like that. But then you can really go hardcore and be adventurous and just customize it the way you would like to customize it. But I think I wanted to have a little fun, brief show today. I will be, I'm in the midst of right now looking at my guests and scheduling my shows so I can have a consistent schedule that I will start up at the prompt time. And then also, I'll still schedule spontaneous shows also because there's always something to talk about or there's one that want to talk about something. So I'm booking my guests right now and special guest hosts, co-hosts, and topics through March right now. So if you want to be a guest on the show to talk about your business or events, your community efforts, to talk about your music and or your artwork, or et cetera, or important topics that we need to talk about, please do. If you want to review movies, let's talk about films, some of the hot films out there. And we're still in the midst of award season. The Grammys coming up, Oscars, you know, and other award shows. So we definitely have a lot to talk about. You know, we can talk, you know, talk about fun things to serious things like gun control and, you know, being pro-life or not being pro-life. We can talk about, you know, there's one thing about it. This is an entertainment lifestyle magazine type of show. And love playing music of different genres and all. And definitely there are some producers that have told me, last year they would like to be guests on the show, so I'm going to go ahead and follow up and confirm their appearances to talk about the behind the scenes of being in the recording industry. You guys know my friend Casey Meech, will be graduating soon. He's studying recording engineering, and I think that is so awesome. But it's good to talk with people about their talents and their crafts. And I myself will be sharing and opening up more also. I will, because I know you can feel it, right? I'm holding back on some things. So I'm really going to open up and let more of myself come out also, and my different personas, you know, be true, best, all that good stuff. But, yeah, I thank you again for your love and support. Remember, you can click on the profile. You can email me. You can call me. Leave a message if you call my cell number so I can promptly return calls. Email me your media kit and your music. KultureShockEntertainment@yahoo.com, KultureShockEntertainment@yahoo.com. I know it's real long. I'm going to get a new email address. It's KultureShockEntertainmentReport@, you know. But I keep this one also, but this would be just for the show. But the right one right now, because I haven't done it yet, is KultureShockEntertainmentAtYahoo.com. Tweet me on Twitter, hook up with me on Facebook, right here on the profile. You can click onto the fan page, and then also onto my other pages. And then also, let's see, I'm just going on and on. I don't mean to ramble, but I want to provide you with the right information. I'm on LinkedIn, Instagram, Pinterest, Pinterest.com/CultureShock. Beth, and I am loving Vine. I haven't been making any Vine videos. I've just done those that you test with, you know. But I'm loving Vine. My God, it is such an amazing avenue. It is so much fun. But again, thank you. And if you missed Monday's show, please check it out. I did play the I Have a Dream speech, all 16 minutes of it, and also I talked about the speech that Martin Luther King presented when he received the Nobel Peace Prize. No Labels had emailed me a copy of an article from the Daily Beast, and I had shared that at the end of the program. But again, thank you. The next broadcast will be on tomorrow. Of course, I talk about Avon on Thursdays, and then also on the following day. But I am in the midst of booking guests and scheduling shows and creating topics that are influenced by you and by myself and, you know, what's going on in the world. And, you know, something that I really want to talk about, you know, that actress with Full House made a statement about being a submissive wife. And I don't see anything wrong with that statement that she made. You know, if you have a good husband, what is wrong with making decisions together to allow the good husband have the final say in detrimental decisions, important decisions in the family. Call me old-fashioned. I mean, what is wrong with being submissive? She didn't mean submissive and being a slave. She may have been a submissive good wife. Now, as a bad husband, hey, you know, you don't do what bad husbands say do. But a really good husband that put God first and really cares and loves for you and the family. And the way she puts it is that they come together and they talk together, but then the serious decisions, he has the last say. You know, so that would be a good topic for us to talk about on next Wednesday, for Matters of the Heart Wednesday. So I know some of my friends, where are you, Lance? Some of my friends, Belinda Bostick, where are some of our friends and listeners of the show? Where do you stand on that? Because recently I had a discussion with a friend of mine who told me she had been praying on being more submissive in her relationship with her fiance. You know, I won't say that friend's name, but, you know, we talked about that, and I was like, well, you know, it's nothing wrong with submissive. And we are independent and interdependent people. We don't give up what we believe in, right? But what's wrong with that? When it's a good husband, not a bad husband, I tell you, can jump off a cliff. Oh, no way be submissive to that type of husband. You know, So I know it's a thin line. Some people might probably say that, but I'm going to research that that comment in her discussion. I've seen her on E! Last week, and it even was discussed on The Talk, and it's been a big talk on The View. And I just want to get more opinions from and thoughts from my listeners of the show, also those of you that I network with regarding that topic. But again, thank you for tuning in. You are a blessing. Thank you so much for always lifting me up in prayer, those of you that are prayer warriors. And I do pray for all of my listeners and those that I network with online and in person. But thank you for praying for me when I was sick with that bad cold flu, because it definitely was a miracle. And I'll send love and prayers out to all of my friends, those that are feeling good, and praying for miracles to happen also. Really, I'm praying for miracles. I have some friends that, you know, some people saying, you know, that it's time. And you know, but, you know, God has the last say, right? So we're going to pray for miracles to happen in all of our lives. In 2014 will be a good year, right? In life and health and love and prosperity, our needs will be met, right? Okay, so much for your love and your support. God bless you. And I'll end the show with portions of the MLK speech, I Have a Dream. Thank you, and God bless. And today, in the state of Mississippi, our governor will be presenting the state of the state address also. So a big shout out to our governor and our government and our president and all. But sending a big shout out to Governor Phil Bryant and the First Lady and all of our politicians here in the state of Mississippi and across the country. Also, there's a meeting going on in D.C. Yesterday on Morning Joe, chairman of the Mississippi GOP here, Joe Noseff, he was on Morning Joe, and so he's there for an important meeting in D.C. But again, thank you, thank you, thank you. Sending much love to all of my friends and supporters and artists that I network with effectively. God bless, and sending you just hugs and kisses galore. Yesterday was National Hug Day, so happy belated Hug Day. I love to hug, so I'm sending you all a virtual big hug. Again, thank you. You've been listening to Matters of the Heart Wednesday. Called the Shock and Attend Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. 100 years later, the Negro has still languished in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. And so we've come here today to dramatize a shameful condition. In a sense, we've come to our nation's capital to cash a check. When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is obvious today that America has defaulted on this promissory note insofar as her citizens of color are concerned. Instead of honoring this sacred obligation, America has given the Negro people a bad check, a check which has come back marked insufficient funds. But we refuse to believe that the Bank of Justice is bankrupt. We refuse to believe that there are insufficient funds in the great vaults of opportunity of this nation. And so we've come to cash this check, a check that will give us upon demand the riches of freedom and the security of justice. We have also come to this hallowed spot to remind America of the fierce urgency of now. This is no time to engage in the luxury of cooling off or to take the tranquilizing drug of gradualism.